You're listening to SBS News.
Sonny Dougal was a recent migrant to Australia when he had his first workplace accident while working as a transport contractor in South Melbourne.
Just all of a sudden, waiting for the green to come, and bang, I heard the noise and just looked back and there was a tram which hit my car.
Parts of that accident, which took place 15 years ago, are still raw in his memory, as is the permanent shoulder injury he sustained as a result of whiplash. But Mr. Dougal says it was the fear of navigating through a foreign system where he knew very little about his workplace rights that was the most daunting.
If you talk about camping, that's how I found out about WorkSafe. I never knew. There's no Google ads or Facebook or any other social media telling you this is what happens right now. Over that time we had Nokia phones and we don't probably have any other software in the phones which telling you. So that's the campaign, and campaign makes a very huge impact, especially going in different languages.
It's a message WorkSafe Victoria has heard, with the safety regulator launching a new campaign aimed at educating migrant and non-English speaking workers about their rights in the workplace. Key safety messages will be available in 19 new languages, including Punjabi, Greek and Hindi. It brings WorkSafe's translated resources to 28 different languages. Victoria's Workplace Safety Minister Ingrid Stitt says this will help prevent workplace injuries.
To make sure that no matter what your background, no matter what your language, your first language is, that you are safe at work, and most importantly, you come home at the end of every day to your family.
$970,000 has gone into the campaign. It's WorkSafe's largest investment for a project aimed at multicultural workers. More than 280 workers have already contacted WorkSafe's interpreter service to seek health and safety advice in their own language this financial year. Daniel Jalil has been educating migrant workers about their workplace rights as an OHS representative for the past 5 years. He says this new campaign will address dangerous misconceptions.
Some of them thought that I'm a migrant here. I don't have any rights. My rights are different, not equal with others, workers, Australian or permanent resident. So kind of like since then, we are kind of like really engaging with the workers, with the members about their health and safety, educate them about their rights.
Resources will also be provided to employers to ensure they're doing what they can to educate their migrant workers about the law. Minister Stitt says the state government is reminding bosses of their legal requirements to keep employees safe, with another 65 people dying as a result of workplace-related injury or disease in Victoria last year.
Part of the key objectives of this campaign is making sure that both employers and workers understand their obligations. And of course, we do want employers to make sure that their workforces are aware of the safety risks and the key things that need to be put in place to prevent workplace injury.
Workers wanting to know more about their health and safety rights can call 131 450 to reach WorkSafe with an interpreter Monday to Friday. Hashayla Kumara-Wansah, SBS News.